Hello, dear friend, dear meditator. Welcome back to the podcast Meditation with Raphael. I am your host, your guide, and as always, I am truly honored to be part of your journeys. If you enjoy these meditations, you might also enjoy getting a new meditation every day. I post daily meditations on the Premium Apple podcast as well as on Patreon. By becoming a patron, you get daily downloadable meditations, as well as exclusive videos and content, monthly Zoom meetings with me, Q&A sessions, and special discounts on upcoming courses and meditation retreats. Not only will you enjoy all these perks, you will be supporting the channel in our mission to simplify and demystify meditation, transcendence, and awakening, and spread these beautifully simple techniques to the world. So please, do have a look and sign up now on www.patreon.com/RaphaelReiter. That's Patreon, patreon.com/RaphaelReiter. Or directly on the premium version of this podcast, available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. I also have a free letter that I send out once a week, where I share thoughts on meditation, mindfulness, self-transcendence, and living a great life, as well as news on the content I post on the podcast, on YouTube, and on the blog. You can sign up for free directly on my website, www.RaphaelReiter.com. All the links and information are available in the show notes for this episode, so without further ado, let us begin on today's meditation. Make sure you won't be disturbed during the entirety of this meditation. If you need to put your phone on flight mode, please do so now. And if you need to tell your roommates or your spouse, your friends, your cats, your goldfish to please not disturb you during the entirety of your session, give yourself a little bit of a buffer in time, maybe 5 minutes extra, as this meditation is divided into two parts. Two important parts, so make sure that you do it right until the end. The first part will be a meditation for transcendence, where we will use a sound, a vibration to transcend or go beyond. And a second part with a contemplation, I'll share with you a quote or an idea, a thought, and we will contemplate and ponder, maybe journal also on that thought. Make sure that you're sitting nice and comfortably. It can either be directly on the floor, if that is comfortable to you, or on a chair on the edge of the bed. There are no rules here, except for sitting nice and straight in balance so that you don't have to engage in any kind of muscular efforts to hold your head on the spine, to relax the shoulders, and to sit as you would if you were right now the best versions of who you are capable of being. Sitting nice and naturally on the two sit bones. If you would like to find your center of gravity so that you can sit with the least effort possible, lean in front, lean backwards, left and right until you find the balance. It will be a place where you don't have to make any efforts to hold yourself, taking a lot of space vertically, horizontally, if you're sitting on the chair, feet flat on the floor. And if you've not done so already, gently close your eyes. Hands to the heart, either flat on the chest or in the praying position, whatever feels more natural to you, more comfortable. There are no rules. Deep breath in through the nose, and on the exhalation, we project our love, gratitude, and appreciation towards someone, towards we choose to dedicate this session. It can be anybody, somebody that you love, somebody that you're having challenges with. It can also be somebody that is gone, somebody that you don't know. It can also be a group of people. And imagine, feel, visualize that person receiving your dedication, your energy, your love, and note how that makes you feel to have created this bond so easily. Realizing that there is here, here is there, others is self, and vice versa. Because without one, there's not the other. So it is part of a whole. I will now start introducing a vibration, a sound. It'll be very light, so you might not hear it just yet. Be patient. When you find it, put your focus, your attention, your awareness as gently as possible on that sound, putting it on the foreground of your mind. There you go. When thoughts come, when you find yourself thinking, you might notice it for a few moments and then go back as gently as possible to the vibration. When the vibration disappears, let it resonate in your own mind, keep it alive for a few extra moments. You may now release the vibration. The meditation is over. Let it go. Take your time to get reacquainted to the sensations in your body. Appreciate the calm, the energy, the peace and stillness that you've created for yourself. And stay there, stay seated. Although, of course, if your body wants to stretch, move, wiggle, smile, don't resist. Don't resist, but don't force anything. And preferably stay seated, as I will share with you a quote that I really like. And you can contemplate on that, ponder on it throughout the day, share your thoughts in the comments below, journal about it. It's by Alan Watts, one of my favorite philosophers of the 20th century, who says, "To really do nothing with perfection is as difficult as doing everything." I like this a lot because we tend to think that to do, you know, it's difficult. We need to do a lot of things. We're so busy. Our minds are so busy. Our lives are so busy. We have so many activities and distractions, obligations, commitments. But we choose to do that. And we choose to stay in this cycle of chaos. Because really, in the world we live in, at least, and in the environment we're in, it is easier to do so many things than to do nothing. It has become harder and harder to simplify, but the rewards you will reap if you simplify and simplify and simplify are so much bigger. So simplify. We said it yesterday, I think, or the day before. Simplify. You need to simplify. Sit with the purpose of nothing else than just sitting, like a cat. A cat is sitting, you know, next to the window. Maybe he's looking outside, maybe he's not, he's just sitting. And that's it. Now, he's not going to force himself to sit longer. If he needs to get up, he gets up. Goes to what he needs to do, wants to do. So be that cat. At first, it will take effort to minimize, to simplify, to reduce your obligations, to sort out your calendar, sort out your to-do list, reduce your distractions. But then it will become naturally, because it is natural to just be and to experience who you are. So, what will you do today to simplify your life, to simplify your calendar, to reduce, so that you don't doing so many things at once? And again, as we said yesterday, ask yourself the question, what is really important now? First things first, second thing never. Enjoy that simplicity, enjoy that peace. Thank you so much for being here today, for taking the time and giving yourself the opportunity, the gift of being present in the moment and experiencing the core of who you really are. Remember that it doesn't matter if today was deep or not deep, it is all part of a process. The important thing is to keep practicing and to make your mindfulness and meditative practices as consistent as you can. If you're interested, remember that you can have access to daily meditations with me, as well as other cool perks, by becoming a supporter of Meditation with Raphael on Patreon. Have a look at the links in the show notes for the Patreon page, the Premium Apple Podcast page, the links to the blog, the free weekly letter, and ways to get in touch with me. I always love hearing from you, so do not hesitate to send me a message on Twitter or Instagram or directly on my email. Until next time, remember that I see you, I feel you, and I appreciate you. Take care. Bye-bye.